Now the question is this. Rochel is oinis shegirish. An oinis means if a man was manis, a girl of psula. The rochel is you have to pay the father 50 shkolim and the mitzvah is to stay to marry her. And below yuchel shalach, you're not allowed to give her a get. So what's going to be oinis shegirish? After he married her, he gave her a get, so he's over alav. So it said there before in the braisa was in Yisrael, if the person's a Jew, a Yisrael machzer. He's supposed to go and remarry her again. Vienna like it, therefore does not get Malkus. It's like a lava nitically I say, does not get Malkus. Now the question is, Viyam, if you're going to tell me, that Kivan, the Avraham member of the Rachmona, lucky, according to Rava, Rav's even though it's Lemahani, but as long as you're over the Yishatar, you get Malkus, is so Hanami Luki, he also should get Malkus. So, so to you to the Rava, it's Akash and Rava. Now the Avraham of the Gemara is, and according to Rava, according to Abayi, it's good. According to Abayi, what did you do here? You gave her a gift. But are you allowed to stay divorced? No. There's a mitzvah, Amoid Ve'achsor, to remarry her. That's called Lemahani. What you did, giving a gift, of Lemahani does not help you. You're supposed to remarry her. See, if it's good, why, according to Abayi, you would not get Malkus. But according to Rava, that says, even though what you did does not help, still you get Malkus, because you did not listen to the Torah. Here also, even though it's Lemahani what you did, that you'll have to remarry her, but still you should get Malkus. Well, that's how it speaks out. That the Havamina right now is the reason why you do not get Malkus, not because of the Lava Nitzikli Yasei, rather Havamina is found because it's the Ovid is Lemahani, it does not help what you did. So according to Abayi, it's good why you do not get Malkus. According to Robert Akasha, then Toys ask him, Toymah, even the Lemahani, Gershin, since we're going now, Lemahani does not help. It's a lechur lechayv abo lemishumeshes ish. Like one of us said, Lemahani, the get does not help altogether. And she still considered married, even before he remarries her again. And so it's v'koyinami. On my look, why does he get Malkus? V'ein a machzer, hevel v'meimor lechal. We should have said rather it's not chal the get altogether. So Tzai says, no, v'shleima the iskish gershin lemisa nera perakama that the kedushin iskish misa legershin. Is Hachinami, the Parakam, the Glushin, it says, Iskish Misla Gershin, is Hachinami, Iskish Gershin, the Misa, the Ma Misa, Maitse Meshus, the Baal of Gershin. So, Manashach, once you give her a get, even though it's done the Yisrael, still the get is Chal. So, the Havim in the Gemara is just that it's called Loimahani because you have to remarry again. So, it's a Kash according to Rava, how come you do not get Malkus? So, more to say, it's used to the Rava. So, Gemara says, no, Omolok, Rava can answer back and say, Shani Hosm over here, by Inus is different. The Yomakor, the Postik says, called Yomov. It says, La Yuchel Leshalchov. Leshalchov, called Yomov. So, Idarshan, called Yomov, the Amoid, the Hechzer. That the whole year, all the time, you have a Chiva to stay married to her. Meaning to say, the reason why you do not get Malkus is because it's called the Lava Nitzit Yasei. So, even though Taki, you're over a member of the Rachmana, but since there's an essay over here to remarry her, that's why you do not get Malkus. So Mura says, Labai, according to Abayi, like, what do you have to have the yesterday for? According to Abayi, you should not get Malkus anyway. So Mura says, no, Labai, Ilav Yomar Rachmon, if not for the Torah said, Ko Yomov, that the whole lifetime you should be married to her, have I mean, I would have thought to say like this, Eisuhu, the Yovid lay, that the mice you did in Issa, by giving her a get, you did in Issa. Now that you did in Issa, I would have thought to say, Eboy Leheder, Viboy Leheder. If you want, you could remarry her back. If you want, you don't have to. I would not know there's a mitzvah sefer to remarry her. It's kamashman, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. No, that there's still a mitzvah sefer to remarry her. And Rashi says that the kash according to Bayer is, what do we have the mitzvah sefer to remarry her? Like, what does that tell us that you don't get Malkus? According to Bayer, you're not getting Malkus anyway. But if you gave her a get, like if you want, you could remarry her. So it's not called mahani what you did. Not the Gemara's Teretz, no, even according to Abayi, without the Pasuk, I would have thought to say, it's up to you. If you want, you could remarry, if not, not. Now the Pasuk comes to tell us that there's a mitzvah sefer for you to remarry her. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachun, another lashon is like this. Meis, we have a question like this. Oinish, Shegirish, Aminas, Manas, the girl. And then he gives her a get. Him, Yisraelu, Machzev, and Aleike, because the Yisraeli has to remarry, and they does not get Malkus. Vien Kainu, let's say the person's a Kain. So after he gives her a get, like he gets Malkus, Vienna Malkus, he cannot remarry her, because it's also for Kayin to remarry Grusha. But Ketani, what does it say over here? That in Yisrael, if the person is a Yisrael, Malkus is supposed to remarry her. So the Churat Yuftu Dabaya, the Kashan Abaya. And the tiyuftar is that Abaye before said that Komil, so the Yom Rachamon Yovid is Mahani. Abaye said, you know, even though the Torah says do not do it, but if you do it, it helps. And here we see the Torah says do not give her a get, and it does not help, because even if you give her a get, you have to remarry her back. So who is the Kasha and Abaye? Samaritan says, no, Shani Yosem here, this love is different. The Rachamon, the Torah says clearly, Kol Yomov means Kol Yomov B'yamoid V'hechzer. That your whole life, you bechval this mitzvah essay to stay married to her. See, even though usually if you're over the love and give a person a get what you're not supposed to, that's it, you don't have to remarry him. But over here, there's a special mitzvah essay of Kol Yomov. It means the whole lifetime you have to stay married to her. Or Ulu Rava. So according to Rava, he says, anyway, it's Le Mahani. So what do you have to have this pasuk for? Or the Rava, he'll say like this. Ela Kosov Rachamon Kol Yomov. The Torah went to say the word Kol Yomov. Have a mina luka. I would have thought to say you get Malkus for the love. Anyway, you could remarry her back. I would not think the get has to be chal. But I would have thought to say it's not called love in Italy, yaseh, and you get Malkus. In other words, according to Rabbi, I would have thought to say that you get Malkus, you're over love. Then you should remarry her back again, because according to Rabbi, when the Torah says do not do it, it's not chal, it's leman, it doesn't help. But I would have thought to say Malkus you get, because it's like a regular love. The Yechsivit said, L'yuchu L'shalcha. Ahochi, therefore, Kostel Kroh, the Torah says, extra, Kol Yomov. Kol Yomov, L'yuchu L'shalcha, meaning to say, L'shavi L'yoynes, L'loysa say, Shenitikli say. The Apostle comes to teach us that this Loysa say, not to give a get to your Anusa, it remains a Nitikli say, that there's a mitzvah say right away to remarry her again. And therefore, the cloud would be, he ain't like in love, you will not get Malkus. So therefore, this love of the Yuchel Shalcha is not a Kasha, not to Rava, and not an Abaye. Rabbi Chalman goes through all this Gemara, now Bechlavi come out, there's no Kasha, not on either of them. At the end, next part, we'll see exactly what the Machlekes really is. Because most love and most of the cases we're going to answer comes, I go to according to both of them. Now the Gemara is another question. Someone takes a truma from the bad on the good. Let's say you have a bunch of tomatoes here. You take out a rotten tomato to be truma for the rest of the tomatoes. So you rove alav ha-tayra. The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says, Mikol chelboi, you should only take off the fat, means the best part you should take off a truma. So we dash in chelboi in, Duru aloi, you can only take off the best. Rashi says, Shiai Torah min ha-yofa la-yofa. But Duru aloi min ha-gruach ha-goy min ha-ra ala-yofa, that's, you're not supposed to, it's over love. Well, Tanan, we learned like this. Ein tormin min haru ala yofa, you're not supposed to. There's the Mishnah in Truma, you're not supposed to take off rotten tomatoes to be Truma for the other tomatoes. But it's clearly the Mishnah. The im torim, let's see, you did take off this rotten tomato, is Truma also Truma, Truma is chal. Alma, what do we see? Mahanya, chritzaraya to abaya. That Kamil Sateris says, do not do it. If you do it, it's like a chal, it helps. And that's where you get Malkus. If so, it's you to the Rabbah, to Kasha and Rabbah. Rabbah says, Le Mahanya, so who are here, the Truma should not be Chal at all. So, Marin says, Zomalach Rabbah, Rabbah says back, no. Shana Yosem, here it's different. Kidu Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi Dashan is the post, like we'll soon see, but the post says clearly over here, here the Truma is Chal. The Yom Rabbi Loi says like this, Minayin, how do I know to say, Le Torim min Harala Yof, if someone takes off this rotten tomato, for the other tomatoes, the rotten one is supposed to be truma. Shetruma, so truma. How do I know? To say that if you did it, that rotten tomato is truma. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Uloisi solov chait biharimchem eschalvim imenu." Like when you're taking off the fat, the good for truma, be careful not to do a chet. Mashma, that if you do the wrong way, it's called a chet. You did something wrong. It's called a chet. So the Gemara says, "Imein la kodesh." If this rotten tomato does not become truma, nesias chet lama. What kind of nesias chet is there? Like you want to do something wrong, but you tell me that's like according to Rav, it's not chal. So there's no chet, there's no true manrat, not chal. But since the pasuk says no, l'sisol of chet is mikans from here with our Reb Loi Dashins l'tari min aro. Now if someone takes off this rotten tomato, ala yofa for the good tomatoes, shetrumasa truma, that the truma is chal. So really, please ask the question: what's the raya here? If you tell me, why don't I say name of the nesias chet? You know what you're over chet here for? Mishum diyavra, remember the Rachmoni, you didn't listen to what the Torah said. And Echnami, even according to Rava, maybe it's not chal, the truma is not chal.
But the chet is that you did not listen to the Torah. You went and tried to make this round tomato truma. As we know it already, the Easter not to take it off in the Pasuk Mikol Chelboy. The Masper from the Chelboy, the fat, the good things you should take off a Truma, and that's good, the Gru Aloy. So I know it already from Mikol Chelboy. What does the Pasuk have to say? Nasiyas Chet? The extra word is Mashmah, that it is Chal, the Truma is Chal, and it's a Chet by making this round tomato into the Truma. So that was the question, why is the Chal according to Rava? And the Gemara's answer is there's an extra Pasuk here. The extra Pasuk is teaching us that it's like a chal. So now is the question, Ula Abaya. Abaya always says the Yavad Rachamon is still Mahanya. So Chorab Shita, if you make it into Truma, the round tomato was Truma. So what do I need an extra Pasuk to say in the Siyas Chet for? Shrashi La Abaya, the Yom HaKonus, the Yom Rachamon, Alay Savid, Mahani, it helps. Hawke, the term in a Rola Yofa, why is the Pasuk have to write the extra word, Le Sisol of Chet? And Pshita, it helps. So my answer is, Ilav Yomer Rachmona, Vuloi Tisol of Chet. The third one that wrote this extra word was Tisol of Chet. Havim and I would have thought to say, Hoch Yomer Rachmona. This is what the third wants to say, Hoch Yomer Rachmona, that Ovid Mitzvah Min Amucha. Third wants you to do a Mitzvah Min Amucha. It's take off Truma from the fat, from the good things. Vila Yovid, but if you did not take off from the best of you two, you took off from the worst. Chayta Lanikra, would have thought to say, not even called the Chayta. Is Kamash Malon, the Siyas Chet, they call the Chet, it's really an Issa to do this. It's not just a Mitzvah and a Mucher to take off the Beth, but if you take off the Gerua, it's Mamash and Issa. Now the Gemara has another question. Faharei mi min al shein emino. If you take off Truma from one min on another min, let's say you take off a barley for wheat. The Yom Rachman of the Torah says, Kol Chelev Yitzor, says Lashon of Chelev, v'chol chelev. It says Lashon Chelev twice. So it says Kol Chelev. So Darshin Litain Chelev Lazer, v'chelev Lazer. I mean to say each min you have to take off by itself. You can't take off from one min on the other min. The Rashi says v'chelev Lazer means mitira shal tirish, take off from the wine on wine. For loy mi min al shein emina, kagoyin mi yitzor al tirish, not from oil on the wine, not from the grapes on the oil, on the olives, or mitira shal yitzor. So loch, you can't take off mi min al shein eminoi, only mi minoi. Well, tonight I'm going like this submission in Trumas. Ein tormi mi min al shein eminoi, now I'll take off Truma from wheat on barley. But v'yim torm, if you do take off Truma, is ein Truma se Truma, it's not chal at all. Alma l'chura tzaraya to Rava. Alma le mahani. Since the Torah says, do not do it. If you do it, it's not chal at all. If so, to you to the Abaya, it should be a kasha and Abaya. Hakamir, it says it's not chal. Alma l'chura Abaya, Abaya lands, if I can say, Shani Yosem, hereby Truma is different. So Yomakor, the Potsik says, Reishisam. So we dash in, Reishis Lazev, Reishis Lazev. Rashi, Shani Yosem, Yomakor, Reishisam, Kleimar. To Shon Olova Kosov, the Akavir, the Torah says it twice. That the truma has to be from its own min. A second time is lakev to lo yikrim min al shein eminoi. For yehochi, therefore, im torim lemani. Since the Torah said it twice, the second time comes teach us that even if you do it, still it's not chal. The word says v'chein nomer Rebbe Loi. Same thing, Rebbe Loi says that reishis. The pasuk says the word reishis. That's how we know it's likuva that the truma is not chal al shein eminoi. Now the word says l'rov. According to Rav, anyway, should not be chal. So why is the Pasuk have to say it twice for? Well, the Rava, Ilav the Yom Rachmona Reshis, it wouldn't be for the fact that the Torah says the word Reshis, having been able to say, Tirosh V'Yitzor, Tirsiv Bu, Chelev, Chelev, only by Tirosh V'Yitzor, by these two minim, by olives and by grapes, by these two, the Shlokha maybe is, Diyein Tormim Mizel Zeh. You can't think of Truman olives for grapes, or grapes for olives. Avla, I would have thought to say though, Tirosh V'Dogon, let's say grapes for wheat, dogin for dogin, wheat for barley. The chad chelba, Ksivu says one word chelba in that. Ksivu is kitorim mehaya hai laloki. Maybe if you take off truma from barley for wheat, you should not get malchus altogether. It's there for kosher rachmon. They have to write the word reishis. Litein chelav lezev, chelav lezev. This is, says the word taka chelav, and each one separately to say taka there is a lav. There is an issue not to take off truma from one min on another min, not only from Tirish V'Yitzar, but on all minim, his nesi, you have to take off truma from its own min for its min, and not from one type of wheat, let's say for barley. So the most of Lishnachun, another pshat is like this. Hai Tirish V'Dogin T'chad Chelev Kosev B'Hu is Torim He'ayahai. So by Tirish V'Dogin, that's by grapes on wheat. It only says one chelev for both of them. So then I would have thought to say, you let a talk of truma from grapes for wheat, or wheat from grapes. It's called for Rachmon. You have to write the extra word, no ratio, to say no, that even on grapes and wheat, also you have the yeast to not to take off. So the kids of this kasha, not a kasha, not on abaya, this posse, not on abaya, and not on rova. The other Gemara says, Varecha Ramim, there's a pasha of cherim. If you want to be marked to something, with tam cherim, let's say you want to be marked to something, cherim, Rokh was a ghost to the Kahanim. Rashi says, Charme Yisroel, Hanitonim Lekahanim. So like this, Vahare Charamim. The Yom Rachmon HaTorah writes, Lo Yimocher V'lo Yigrel. When you say something should be cherim, before you give it to the Kohen, you're not allowed to sell it, or you can't redeem it. There's a mitzvah, you have to give it to the Kohen. But it's not like this. Charme Kahanim. If you mark him something to give to a Kohen, Ein Poydim Oysi, now that he poyder it, or Ein Pidyon Lehem, I guess it should be. And the noist and the kain, you have to give it to the kain. So Alma, what do we see? Loi mahani. Since the Torah says not to do it, if you do it, it's not chal. It's loi mahaniya. So to yuftu dabai, it's a kasha nabai. The rabbi says, even though the Torah says do not do it, if you do it, it's mahani, it helps. So how come here, if you make something cherim, then you sell it, how come the mechir is not chal? Or the pidyon is not chal? Or Amulach, Sabai, enters back and says, no. Shani Yosem, here it's different, by the Pasha of Cheromim, the Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, Kodesh Kodoshimu means they have Yosin Yiyu, it has to remain Kodesh. Kedusha does not go off it. Rashi says, the Yosin means Shein Yotze Lechulin Ayidei Pidyon. See, the next passage says Kodesh Kodoshimu, so the word who comes teach us that the Pidyon does not help. See, even according to Abai, it's good. Now the Gemara's question is so.